important that state learn from those and make other changes as appropriate at posts around the globe to ensure that our diplomats are safe.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. From late 2016 into May of this year, U.S. diplomats and their families in Havana were affected by incidents associated with injuries, including hearing loss and brain damage. I'm here with Brian Mazanek. He's a director in our International Affairs and Trade team, and he's here to talk about a GAO report that reviewed Department of State's response to the incidents in Cuba. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me, Brian.
Happy to be here.
So tell me, what were the report's findings?
So our finding was that the offices within state weren't communicating the way they should have. When these incidents were occurring, several state offices were responding, but the office responsible for initiating the process to consider whether or not to convene an accountability review board was not aware of the incidents. And that's important because the accountability review board is the process by which the State Department is legally required to convene, but it's also the important process by which the State Department learns valuable lessons to improve the security posts across the globe. In fact, the way that this office found out about the incidents was ultimately a former employee in that office who saw media reports of the incidents and called the office and notified them. So it wasn't any of the other state offices that were actively responding to the incidents that made them aware.
So there's still a lot that we don't know about these incidents. Why is it important for GAO to focus on states' policies and responses?
Just to be clear, we didn't look at the nature of the incidents themselves. And in fact, just last month, the Secretary of State noted that the precise nature of the injuries and the incidents was still uncertain. What we focused on was, as you note, the State Department's response to the incidents, particularly as it pertains to convening an accountability review board. That's critically important because the accountability review board is a mechanism by which the State Department learns from these incidents in order to help improve the security of posts elsewhere. So we identified a gap in states' policies that left this office out of the loop. So while they have policies that identify this particular office as responsible for initiating that process to convene an accountability review board, their policies don't identify how that office should be made aware.
So it sounds like there are some communication issues at the very beginning within state once incidents like these happen. This could result in the Department of State being less able to improve security programs and practices at other diplomatic posts or their ability to respond to similar incidents at other diplomatic posts. So, Brian, what recommendations did your team have?
So we recommended that the State Department revise its policies to ensure that the office responsible for considering whether or not an accountability review board is necessary and convening one as appropriate or beginning that process is made aware of potential incidents. So we basically recommended that the State Department update its policies to address that gap that we found that led to the delay in this instance and that office being made aware.
Finally, what do you believe is the bottom line of your report?
So I think our bottom line was that state needs to update its policies to better communicate so as to ensure that it captures these opportunities to learn from these type of experiences. When there are serious incidents that affect the security of posts overseas, it's important that state learn from those and update its policies, procedures, and make other changes as appropriate at posts around the globe to ensure that our diplomats are safe.
Brian's a director in our International Affairs and Trade team, and he was talking about a GAO report that looked at Department of State policy in response to the reported injuries to U.S. personnel in Cuba. Thank you for your time, Brian.
Great, thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.